Jeremy, is this melodramatic suspense really necessary? At my age, surprises are rarely a good thing. At the very least, I may require smelling salts. The Dowager's acerbic comments were made as Wolf led her and Tabitha to the front door in Chesterton House. Wolf doubted the Dowager had ever needed smelling salts and didn't take her complaints seriously. Instead, he replied, "All will be revealed, Lady Pembroke, as soon as Talbot opens the door." The butler appeared to be in on the secret. Tabitha thought she even caught a slight quirk of the lips from the normally inscrutable man. She nervously wondered what on earth Wolf was about to reveal. Tabitha had noticed her husband acting quite secretively over the past few days, but she trusted him too much to worry. She had been confident that whatever he had planned, she'd learn about it soon enough. That they needed to go outside to see the surprise was interesting. However, again, she wasn't overly concerned.
"Ready, my lord?"
Talbot asked, his hand on the doorknob, ready for the grand unveiling.
"Indeed, Talbot," Wolf exclaimed, with an unusually theatrical flourish.
The butler opened the door, and Wolf urged Tabitha and the Dowager to step outside. On the road, in front of Chesterton House, they were confronted by... Well, what exactly were they confronted by? The two women were dumbfounded. The contraption before them resembled a carriage, but no horses were attached. More specifically, it looked like a landau, complete with carriage lamps and wooden coachwork. Polished brass lamps sat on either side of a narrow seat, and a kind of lever protruded where a sensible person might expect reins. The whole contraption seemed to balance precariously on four enormous bicycle wheels. Wolf ran down the steps to stand beside the contraption, positively radiant.
"Beautiful, is it not?"
Neither the Dowager nor Tabitha responded for a moment. They were too stunned by the machine before them. Finally, the Dowager remarked,
"Whatever this is, it looks like the outcome of an unfortunate marriage between a hansom cab and a kitchen stove."
As much as Wolf was tempted to question how many kitchen stoves the Dowager had seen in her lifetime, he kept that thought to himself and answered, "This is an automobile, a motor car. More precisely, a 6-horsepower Daimler wagonette with twin cylinders, front-mounted engine, shaft drive. The very latest word in progress." Before he had time to consider the wisdom of his words, Wolf continued, "I have heard that the Prince of Wales himself is planning to order the same car."
"Ah!" the Dowager exclaimed triumphantly. "Bertie, one need look no further than the Prince of Wales as evidence of how foolhardy the use, let alone the purchase of such a contraption, is. When has that man ever been a model of sound judgment?"
Given the Dowager's well-known disdain for the heir to the throne, Wolf realised too late the bad judgment of such a boast. Wolf noticed that Tabitha still hadn't commented on his new purchase. He turned to his wife with a look of such boyish, hopeful exuberance that she tried to temper her initial shocked reaction. The truth was that in the more than a year since Wolf inherited the earldom, he had rarely, if ever, indulged himself in any way that reflected his new wealth and status. Left to himself, he wouldn't even be dressed in the fine tailoring and fashionable accessories he was wearing. It was only at his valet's insistence that he didn't wear clothes barely finer than his old thief-taker outfit. If he had finally indulged in such extravagance, Tabitha reflected that she needed to be careful in her choice of words. After spending a moment studying the machine and considering how to respond, Tabitha folded her hands before saying in a measured tone,
"I will concede it is impressive, but does it not seem rather exposed? There is nothing between you and the road, or the sky, or whatever unfortunate object you might collide with."
Placing a proud hand on his automobile, Wolf attempted to reassure Tabitha.
"It only looks perilous. The balance is remarkable. The mechanism steady, I promise you. It is far less dangerous than it appears."